News release. Ministry of Health. The Ontario government is connecting more people to care by being the first Canadian jurisdiction to publicly fund and administer Pluvicto, a new treatment for advanced stage prostate cancer, which is now covered under the province's publicly funded drug program. Our government is giving people access to more treatment options by expanding public access to new medications and treatments, said Sylvia Jones, Deputy Premier and Minister of Health. We are excited to celebrate the administration of the first dose of Pluvicto in partnership with London Health Sciences Centre, as one more way our government is connecting more people to the care they need when they need it. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men in Canada, affecting 1 in 9 men during their lifetime. Pluvicto is a targeted radioligand therapy that utilizes lutetium-177, a medical isotope, in combination with a targeting compound, ligand, to treat advanced prostate cancer. The province is working with hospital partners to implement Pluvicto as a standard treatment for those with advanced stage prostate cancer. Over the coming months, it is anticipated Pluvicto will be available for eligible patients at most of Ontario's cancer treatment centers. Ontario is a world leader in the production of life-saving medical isotopes. In 2022, Bruce Power's Unit 7 became the first power reactor in the world to produce lutetium-177. Through the installation of a second isotope production line at the Bruce Nuclear Station, the province is taking action to double the production of lutetium-177 at the Bruce site to help meet growing demand. Our government is proud to be the first in Canada to administer a publicly funded dose of Pluvicto, a life-saving treatment for advanced stage prostate cancer, now publicly funded for patients across Ontario, said Stephen Lecce, Minister of Energy and Electrification. With over 247,000 Canadians diagnosed with cancer each year, including in my own family, this groundbreaking initiative highlights Ontario's nuclear leadership in medical isotope production and ensures that patients have access to cutting-edge care that will save lives. For your health, a plan for connected and convenient care, Ontario is expanding access to critical services to provide more people with the right care, in the right place. Quick facts. Patients must undergo a specific evaluation process in consultation with a physician, which includes receiving a specialized PET scan to confirm the suitability of Pluvicto as a treatment. Radiation therapy is offered at 14 regional cancer centers and 3 satellite facilities across Ontario. The government's vision as it plans for rising energy demand, Ontario's affordable energy future, also outlines actions to support the continued production of life-saving medical isotopes. Worldwide, there are more than 40 million medical procedures performed each year using isotopes, with about 36 million for diagnostic nuclear medicine and 4 million for radiation therapy. Over the next 10 years, Ontario's investments will lead to nearly $50 billion in health infrastructure across the province, building 3,000 new beds in addition to over 3,500 critical care, acute and post-acute beds our government has added since 2020. The Ontario government is investing more than $228 million this year to support critical infrastructure upgrades and repairs at 129 hospitals and 58 community healthcare facilities across the province, a 10% increase from last year. Visit Health 811 online or call 811-TTY-1866-797-0007 toll-free. For health advice and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Quotes: Our government is leading the way as the first jurisdiction in Canada to fund and administer Pluvicto, a new treatment for advanced stage prostate cancer. This new, life-saving treatment reinforces our government's commitment to expanding access to more convenient care when it is needed most, offering hope and better outcomes. Rob Flack, MPP, Elgin, Middlesex, London. We commend the Ontario government for its leadership in making Pluvicto publicly available for patients with advanced prostate cancer. This is a significant milestone, offering new hope to those facing this aggressive disease. The decision highlights the power of collaboration between government, clinicians, and industry in making a real difference in the lives of patients who urgently need new treatment options. This progress is a meaningful step forward for patients, their families, and the healthcare community, and we look forward to supporting access to this therapy for Canadians in all provinces. Mark Vines, Country President, Novartis Pharmaceuticals Canada. We're excited to offer this treatment through LHSC's molecular imaging and theranostics team as a standard of care to eligible patients. This area of care is growing exponentially, and we are well positioned to drive forward new innovations to treat and eventually cure patients. Dr. David Laidley, Nuclear Medicine Physician, London Health Sciences Centre.